What do you call the inside of a cherry? The part that you don't eat?
Seed.
Okay. Inside of a peach?
Seed.
Okay. What do you call the kind of peach that the flesh
is... Clings to.
Okay, which kind is that?
That's the one that don't even come off the seed.
Okay, and then what's the other kind?
Freestone.
Okay. After you've eaten an apple, the part you have left is?
Core.
Okay. And did you ever cut up apples or peaches and dry them? Dry the pieces?
I wish I could count the pounds and sacks I put up on top of the house for that.
What did you call those little pieces? Did you call them
anything? Dried peaches. Okay. Dried apples.
What, did you use them later?
Yeah, bought them, eat them and make fried pies out of them.
Yum.
Yum, my family loved them fried peach pies. We used to dry them by the bushels on top of the house.
Yeah.
Had a big white sheet we'd put up there and lay them on top of it and dry them.
How long did they have to dry?
And stay a pretty good while to dry, because if it looked like rain, you had to go up there and get them there.
Yeah. What do you call the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Hickory nuts? No.
Sometimes you get them at the circus, like you go to the circus.
I can't think of the name of them nuts.
Okay.
That's something I don't know much about, that kind of nut.
What are some other nuts? Just name some nuts for me.
Walnuts, hickory nuts, and walnuts, hickory nuts, pecans, and that's about all I know. Walnuts, hickory nuts, pecans, and hazelnuts.
What else?
And them black, I don't know what they ever call them black ones, and flat, I can't call the name of that. They got a hard shell on them.
Yeah.
And you break them open, they've got a whole, I forgot what they call them.
There's a hard shell on the outside, and then on some of them, like walnuts, there's a green.
Yeah, but now, this is a long, hard shell. I know you've seen it.
Yeah.
Shaped kind of like a half of a peach. But you have to crack that shell open with a hammer or something.
Yeah.
And then when you get inside of it, there's a great big piece of nut, if it's a good one, whole piece, as long as you got that long.
Huh, I don't know what that is.
I can't think what that called. I know what my daddy used to call.
Okay.
But I can't think of what they call them when you buy them at the store. That's something I can't think of.
Yeah. What do you call a kind? Okay, what do you call, all right, you got the hard thing on the outside, like on a walnut, you know, and then you got that green cover on the inside, you know, on the outside, but it's still outside of the nut. What do you call that green cover?
Shell.
Okay, what do you call the hard thing on the outside?
Shell.
We call
them
both shells.
Yeah, hard shell, I guess. Because okay. I've never seen, we only picked them up when they shed out of them shells on the ground.
Oh, yeah. See, it's the green ones on the outside, isn't it? I got that backwards. The green ones on the outside, and the hard thing is
inside. That's right. That's the shell.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What do you call the flat kind of nuts that are kind of oval-shaped? And I don't know, you get them at Christmas and candy a lot of times. Or in Hershey bars. They come in Hershey bars.
I can't think of the name of that either.
Okay. Let's see. What all sorts of things would you grow in a vegetable garden? Just name me all vegetables that you grow in a vegetable garden.
You can grow tomatoes, beans, black-eyed peas, corn, radishes, turnips, lettuce, mustard,